is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. As we launch here into the third hour tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And Sam.
And you can again join us. Our website, by the way, freetalklive.com, allows you to actually influence the stuff that we'll talk about here on the air. Of course, the best way to influence the on-air content is by calling in. But absent that, you are welcome to submit your suggestions to our website at freetalklive.com. You create a free account, and you enjoy all the features, the chat room, the cam, all that stuff. It's all free. But the main feature of the site allows you to submit news stories, blog posts, video, audio, whatever it is you find on the internet that you like. In fact, if it's not somewhere else on the internet, you can just write something up on our own website, so you can create your own little post, and it doesn't link to anything. It's just there on our forum. Some people have done that before, and that's gotten some questions voted up for the show, that kind of thing. So you don't have to link to something. But when you put something in, it creates an item on our website, and then other listeners can go and vote it up or down, depending on whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked items within a certain time frame are promoted to the front page and the top of our website. So see it for yourself and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll give you an update on what's going on with FIJA super activist Julian Hyklin, who is expected to come to New Hampshire, but after what happened to him yesterday, I don't know how it's going to work out, because he was again attacked by federal thugs. We will give you the details here in a little bit, but first, Rob is on the line in California. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Stephanie, and Sam. Rob, I hear somebody. Rob, let's put Rob back on hold. Maybe he'll come back later. Meantime, blogofbile.com reporting on an email sent by Julian Hyklin, who's apparently out of his captivity, which is a good thing, because most recently, before this incident I'm about to tell you about, just a couple of weeks prior, he was kidnapped by the federal thugs for doing fully informed jury association outreach out front of a courthouse and held for something like 10 days.
And before that, they arrested him and drugged him, put him, yes, in a psych ward.
Yep, and then they null prosed the charges. Yep. And so basically, he was held for 10 days and punished and will not be facing a trial. So again, just
and held. Then he never got an apology for that either.
Of course not. In fact, he's been arrested multiple times. And so they know exactly who he is, and they know exactly what he's out there to do. And he's out there to do fully informed jury association outreach. You can go to FIJA.org to learn more about them. It's a great organization that gives the people the tools they need to let jurors know they actually have the ability to vote not guilty based on their feelings about the law, on their feelings about whether it's right or not. Not whether the law was broken, but the actual law itself. So if you go into a courtroom and you're a juror and the case is a drug case and you're like me and you think drug should be legalized, that they should be fully decriminalized, that the drug laws are bad, you can say not guilty even if they caught him with a pound of marijuana in his arms. I mean, even if the facts are clear that he was busted breaking their laws, you can, as a juror, say not guilty. So that's the point of FIJA.
Wasn't this used during prohibition of alcohol?
Yes, and slavery as well, as I understand it, to essentially set people free who were freeing slaves.
Yeah, that's awesome. So some cool history there.
Yeah, it's a really powerful thing within the system that people can do to affect change, and that's why they don't want you to know about it. That's why the federal goons are out there when Julian Hyklin comes out, harassing and arresting and assaulting him. And that's where we pick up the story. This happened yesterday in Manhattan, where he's been multiple times. He's just kind of making a circuit around the Northeast, going to different federal courthouses. And I can tell you that up here in New Hampshire, we do FIJA outreach on a monthly basis.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, too. We never have trouble when we go to the local courts. Had trouble anyway.
But we haven't gone to the federal courts yet and done FIJA outreach.
Didn't someone go to the federal court in Concord, some of the activists down there? I think they did, and they were threatened with arrest.
It wouldn't surprise me. I haven't heard the details about that, but that's what Julian Hyklin was planning on doing next week.
Right.
So the day before Porkfest, he was going to go to the federal courthouse in Concord, and I think we could have a really nice turnout to support him.
Yeah, he's a FIJA rock star. He just tours around.
So I hope that he'll make it up here. But let me share with you what happened to him yesterday. This is his email that he sent out. I arrived at Foley Square in Manhattan at about 11:20 a.m. It was a warm but cloudy day. Soon thereafter, I was met by four activists from the Philadelphia area, one activist from New Jersey, and another from Suffolk County at the end of Long Island. At 11:55, we proceeded to the U.S. District Courtyard. I was met by several Homeland Security police officers. Before I even took a pamphlet or the jury info sign from my tote bag, Deputy Federal Marshal Hernando, or something like that, placed me under arrest. I immediately fell to the ground. He does this every time.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I think he's 79, if I'm not mistaken. He's up there in his age, which makes him even more heroic in my book.
So before he even got any of his materials out of his bag, he was arrested just
for
standing there?
Mm-hmm. I was cuffed very tightly behind my back and dragged into the courthouse. It was painful, and the capillaries in my wrists were broken. I was continually handcuffed, mostly in front. Sometimes when I was in a cell, always alone, the cuffs were removed. My property in the tote bag and in my pockets, as well as my glasses, sweater, cap, belt, and shoelaces, were taken away. During this time, I didn't move a muscle or make a sound, except once, when they really inflicted pain, I moaned. The guards asked a lot of questions, including if they could take my picture or get fingerprints. I never answered. The guards considered this a refusal. I was moved from cell to cell, since guards kept changing their minds as to whether I should see a judge or go to Bellevue Hospital for evaluation. My pants kept falling down.
Yeah, because anybody who remains silent is obviously crazy.
My pants kept falling down since I had no belt. Finally, I was put into a wheelchair and taken to a paddy wagon to be delivered to Bellevue Hospital. While there, the nurse took my blood pressure, temperature, and blood to test for sugar. Then she discharged me, and I was returned to the federal courthouse and put into a small cell facing the wall. By then, I had to urinate badly, so I urinated on the floor. The guard came rushing in, said that if I did that again, he would beat me into S and break my bones. He then wheeled me into the urine. The federal guards were more articulate than those in the New York police and the correctional system. They had a three-word rather than a two-word vocabulary. They said F, S, and faggot in all sequences and meanings.
Hmm.
While I was in the urinated cell, these are just really professional. You're servants here. You're paying them. While I was in the urinated cell, Robert Baum, an assistant federal defender, and Lindsay, his assistant, came to see me. He agreed to be my temporary standby counsel. After talking to me, he talked to the prosecuting attorney. She agreed to let me be released on my own recognizance without bail if I would have my fingerprints and picture taken. I agreed. This was done, and I went to court handcuffed. The magistrate set a court date for July 20th of this year.
What were the charges, even?
Not made clear.
I mean, if it's trespassing, you have to tell the person to leave. If they just arrested him as he walked up.
Well, they didn't tell me that, and they arrested me for trespassing out here at the jail.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, no problem. Mr. Baum had all of my property, and I was taken to the magistrate's office to sign and receive some papers, released at 5:20 in the afternoon. So basically a six-hour ordeal in the hands of these captors. Not until I was about to enter the courtroom was I given my Miranda warning that I could remain silent. Until that time, the guards tried to get all sorts of information from me, but I was mute. The court date of July 20th is just to set the conditions for the trial. I'll plead not guilty and ask for a jury trial. It's not clear that I'll be able to get a jury trial. After I was released, I went to the New York City Police Headquarters to reclaim the property seized from me. The property office was closed, and I was told to come back tomorrow. Left for home and arrived at 7:45 at night. And he goes on to thank the activists for the support out there because he's not alone, thank goodness. The people, as he mentioned, four people came out to support him. And I just wish that in a place like Manhattan, you could get more than four people to turn out to support an awesome activist like Julian Heiklin, who comes out and who is, you know, in his late 70s, almost 80 years old, obviously. You're in a little more frail condition at age 80. No matter, you know, even Jack LaLanne was in a little more frail condition at age 80 than he was at, you know, age 50 or 40. So clearly he's frail, but yet he's coming out and he's putting his safety on the line.
Yeah, he's doing something really spectacular.
Incredibly brave, this guy.
And, I mean, I will put out a Pork 411 the day before going to court and get more than four people showing up in
an arraignment.
Little Keen. Yeah,
right.
So, it's just so sad. Manhattan!
Well, wait till it comes to New Hampshire.
Four people in Manhattan, and they came from Philadelphia and New Jersey. They weren't even from Manhattan.
Wow.
Yeah. That just shows the value of being here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely, and I hope that Julian will come up here next week as he is scheduled to, and we can show him what support really means outside the federal court here. We'll see if they make a move then. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And Sam.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, including our webcam. You can watch and listen to the show and actually get interactive and chat with other listeners, because the chat room and the cam are built into the same page on our website. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to experience that. It's free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And the CAM is brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, NPACs, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com. Let's continue taking your phone calls. Rich is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Stephanie, and Sam. Rich in New Hampshire, going once.
Yeah, since you were talking about the FIJA, that is to say, Fully Informed Jury Association and Julian and so on,
mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be good to tell you about this workshop that we're having at Porkfest.
Oh?
Precisely, it's going to be a panel discussion. It's going to be on Friday, the 25th of June, from noon to 2 p.m. during lunchtime at the Picnic Pavilion. And one of the speakers is going to be Julian, assuming that he makes it there.
Yeah, assuming he's not arrested the day before Porkfest.
Exactly.
And
James, and apparently James Babb, now this is, I'm not the one that invited these two, but apparently James Babb is another activist who's been touring the country and...
Yeah, he's been doing the, not touring the country, but he lives in the Philadelphia area, and he was there when Julian came out to Philadelphia, when George Donnelly, another one of the activists and someone who was planning on moving to New Hampshire, came out. So George Donnelly and James Babb came out to support Julian in his FIJA outreach, and it was... Not the first time. The first time they were threatened by the police and or the court security, and then the second time was in a different location. They were threatened again. I think it was like the third time that they went there that George Donnelly was arrested for apparently having a video camera. The first time they were there, somebody told them this.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
So, yeah, well, James Babb was...
Ian loves playing
it's a great clip. It's one of my favorites.
It's amazing.
I'm glad you know more about this than I do.
Yeah, James Babb was there when that clip was recorded, and he was there to witness George Donnelly being taken away and arrested by these federal goons who are now charging him with assault on a federal officer for apparently standing there with a video camera. Mm-hmm. And he's facing years in prison now. Not James Babb, but George Donnelly.
And it's my understanding that the first affidavit conflicts the second one.
Oh, I don't know about all those details.
I think I was listening to somebody who was talking about it on Liberty Radio Network, one of the podcast shows, and the host was saying that the first affidavit said that he never touched anyone and so forth, and then when they came back and redid charges, that all of a sudden he had.
Uh-huh. Can't say
how that happens.
And I'm sure, you know, whoever wrote the one that does turn out to be a lie, they'll be brought to justice, I'm sure.
So what else do you want to have to say? What else do you have to say tonight, Rich?
Well, Ofer will be talking about FIJANH.info, which is a New Hampshire specific site for FIJA activists in New Hampshire. And then I and my friend Bob will be talking about how to approach people, and we'll get into some details about how we hand out brochures, what we say to people. Very simple.
Give us a couple examples, Rich.
Well, basically what we do is when people approach, we simply say, good morning, jury duty, this is for you, and place the brochures in their hands. That's it.
How many people would you say take the brochures, Rich?
About 19 out of 20.
Yeah, I'd say that's
pretty good.
Yeah.
The less you say, the better, I think.
That's probably true. I my only concern about that approach would be, and clearly you haven't had an issue because you've been doing it for a while, would be that some people in some jurisdictions, you know, some political designations might try to come after you for jury tampering with a line like that, jury duty. Instead, if you just offer it to anybody who's coming up, then you might have a better case that you weren't necessarily targeting the jurors. I don't know. It seems like something they would do.
Well, I've done it that way, and I've also, the other line that I use is, hi, would you like some information on your rights as a juror?
Yeah, that's the one I use.
And that one works great.
Yep. And we get probably 80, 90 plus percent of people taking it. Just usually the people that don't take it work for the court. typically. And even they took it in the beginning when we first started doing it. So.
Right.
Yeah, we've actually had defense attorneys come up to us and say, like, thanks for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. This is great. We're glad you're here.
Oh, we actually had that happen the other week as well, where a couple of people told us that they appreciated that. Because what had happened the last time we were there, because we're there every single month here in Keene, New Hampshire, doing this outreach. And I guess they called some jurors back the second time around, and apparently that's policy or something like that. But we found out that they'd come back, and one or two of them actually said some really nice things to us. Sometimes we get some people saying nasty things to us, but it's to be expected.
Mm.
Well, so far the nastiest thing we've encountered is a scowl or a no thank you, and you know, something like that. But all in all, people are friendly. Even the people working at the court, even the attorneys and judges and cops, we exchange pleasantries. And every now and then, one of the lawyers will ask for one of the brochures, and we'll certainly give them to anyone who asks.
Rich, I've been there with you a couple times doing FIJA in Grafton County, and I mean, we've had cops and sheriffs drive by, and I've never had any interaction with them at all. Have you?
No more than a good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so you didn't actually have the sheriffs come out and tell you to stop holding doors open for people and
don't be courteous.
Well, we don't stand right in front of the door. We actually stand on the walkway, which is a good, I don't know, 100 feet or so from the door. But we often
the court is set back a little bit.
Yeah, we often point to the door and say, you know where to go, you know, right through those doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people actually ask us for information sometimes, like, where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great activism, Rich, and I'm glad you're going to be doing this panel at the Porcupine Freedom Festival to give people, you know, some real-life experiences as to what it's been like and how easy it really is. I mean, all it takes is you get the flyers, you can go to FIJA.org, and you can download a PDF and take it to your favorite printer or print it out on your own printer, or you can order them from FIJA. I mean, there's multiple ways to get your hands on the paperwork.
I think one of the activists up here actually wrote to FIJA or called them or something and said, hey, you know, we're doing this every month. Would you be willing to donate some flyers to us? And they very graciously gave us about 1,000 of them.
They have a program that I think they do that for just about anybody that's willing
that's pretty cool.
to go hand these out.
I'm willing to pay for some flyers. I mean, it's not that expensive to go to Staples and have them print some flyers up. Plus, what we did is the guy that's doing it here, the kind of the organizer, if you will, he kind of took the PDF and modified it. So we've got the freekeen.com.
Oh, cool. That's useful.
Yeah, we've got the freekeen.com actually printed on the back of the flyers. When we first started, we had a stamp, and we were stamping every single one of them, and so actually having it as part of the printout looks a lot more professional. And
yeah, I think they're doing that in Manch too, like creating area-specific ones.
So this is one of those things, Rich, that people who aren't in New Hampshire can do, right?
Absolutely. Now, our objective is to have a FIJA outreach at every single court where they have jury trials, and hopefully, by example, this whole thing will spill out more into other states.
I hope so. There's really no excuse. If you've got four activists in your area, then there's no excuse for you not doing FIJA. If you think it's important, that is. If you think Fully Informed Jury Association outreach is important, and I certainly think it is, it's great inside the system stuff that can really make a difference, and it takes just a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's easy. It takes about an hour.
Rich, we'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and look forward to it and talk to you then. And make sure you stop by while we're on the air, and we'll have you on in person, okay? Thanks, Rich. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. News updates about the show, you can get signed up and receive them in the ways that are most convenient for you. We've got emailed updates. You can get on the Twitter profile or Facebook. So whichever one of those three is a better delivery system, you can sign up for the one that works for you or sign up for more than one. You can do it free at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark is out tonight, and Stephanie has graciously come in here, and Mark, Sam, as always, thanks for being here, but Mark can't read his live read, so I'm going to attempt to do this one, even though I don't have his baby Jack.
Go, Ian.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? Well, Mark figured that he couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and he reads it to Jack, his son, all of the time. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some examples, and order today. 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live if you use the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks. Let's continue here with your phone calls. I think we got the caller's name wrong earlier, apparently, or the board op did. In California, we are going to try blah, blah. In California, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
It's brah, brah, dude.
Now, they got it wrong twice, apparently. Brah, brah. As in brother or as in the woman's apparel?
Nah, I'm just playing around. I call them the four as brainwashed. But I saw that name on like a show. I thought it was funny. The woman's name was brah, brah. I thought it was hilarious. But anyways, first off, I wanted to say I thought the new Sunday show, and I think that's awesome. And just when I thought it was, you know, just It wasn't gonna get any better. You got all these the new female guests and everything. I think everything's just great. And that interviews with Alex Jones I thought were awesome. So
apparently the Alex Jones thing, by the way, Mark and I were on Alex Jones's show last week after we had him on our show prior to that. Apparently the Free State Project is reporting that they're getting 15 to 20 signups a day or something like that from that.
That's awesome.
Because yeah. I was pimping it fairly heavy while I was on.
You guys covered the issue and did a great job of it.
Yeah.
Well, I originally started listening to him, and then I listened to you guys, and I thought, wow, you guys make a little bit more sense here. You have solutions and stuff. I thought, So I think it was great. But I called in about, I was talking to a girl, and I was getting kind of down, and she told me, she says, you need more confidence in yourself. Well, you know. More self-esteem kind of thing. And, and personally, I'm one that is like, I'm like anti-ego. You know, I really don't like people that have like this egotistical attitude and they think they're just, they're hot to trot. They're so great. They have, the greatest cars, the greatest everything. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm against that.
Were you asking this girl out or was she just telling you you didn't have enough confidence?
Wait, say that again?
How were you interacting with the girl when she told you that you didn't have enough confidence?
I don't know, I was just kind of flirting with her, and I don't know.
She came out and told you directly that she thought you weren't confident enough?
Yeah, I was just like saying, I'm just going to, my life sucks, I'm going to end up with some toothless, trailer trash, crack whore or something.
What was this, what was the scene here? I mean, had you known this girl before, or what, could you paint the picture a little bit?
I worked with her, and I kind of talk to her here and there, and I think she's a great girl. We're friends, and she doesn't want to push it past that, whatever. But I mean, aside from that, I was just it's me. Oh, I'm gonna end up with a crack or whatever. But that doesn't seem to
project very much confidence if you are predicting your future in that way.
Yeah. I know.
A self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, right. But I'm just.
Do you want to hear my advice about confidence, Bravo?
I would love to hear Stephanie and what she has to say about this, because she is the host of Pork Therapy, so this is a perfect call for her. But do you actually have a question? I mean, we haven't really gotten to that point.
Yeah, what? Where is the breaking line between being like too egotistical and having self confidence? I mean, because I'm like anti ego. I don't have an ego. I'm a really modest person.
So you want to sound modest, but you also want to project confidence at the same time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Well, I think not deprecating others is a way to sound confident without sounding like a jerk, right?
What do you mean, deprecating? I forgot the term.
Well, some people try to fake confidence by making fun of other people, and I think that just makes
you
look bad.
I never do that. Never. Okay. That's bad. I don't want to, make someone else look bad and make myself look good. That's not right.
Destiny,
I've always hated that.
Does ego have to go along with confidence? Do you have to have ego in order to be confident? I don't think that.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like passion and anger. The two, somebody can be up there and be very passionate, and some people will see that as anger while others see it as passion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same is true for ego versus confidence. It's kind of a fine line and open to interpretation to some extent.
That's what I'm thinking, Sam. I mean, it just seems so, it's like, how does one... not be egotistical, but show self-confidence. And, I mean, that fine line is just what I'm trying to get at,
I think it's just, be true to what you're about. Know who you are. Know what you stand for. Know what you believe in.
And like yourself genuinely.
Yeah.
And, work on improving yourself. I think what you said about, you were making some comments about ending up with a crack whore or something like that, making fun of yourself, basically. Some people do that because they think it makes them sound modest or down to earth, but it really doesn't, as this girl indicated. It makes you sound like you're not confident. And so if you say those things, Ian is right, it's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you don't actually feel confidence, my suggestion is to fake it and just, act like you're the most confident guy in the world.
But that's being true to oneself,
Fake, you fake it till you make it.
Exactly,
right?
Fake it till you make it.
You're living into, you're creating what you want for yourself, and you're living into it, basically.
It's the do-be-have formula. You look at the people who are confident, find Find some examples or some role models of people that you would say, yeah, this is what I want. This is who I want to be.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Sort of emulate them.
Look at the things that they do and start doing those same kind of things. And eventually you will learn to become or be, you know, that, I guess, possess those characteristics in your personality. That's the being part.
Yeah.
And then you will have the things that the confident people have.
Right. There's no dishonesty there. You're not saying to lie or be dishonest in how you're handling yourself. It's just that you're telling yourself who you want to be,
mm-hmm.
and you're working toward becoming that by acting as though you are.
By taking some of the same steps that people who have gotten there or taking up some of the same patterns that those people have in their lives.
Right. And always stay positive, too. That's a very important piece of advice. If you're making fun of yourself or making fun of others to try to make yourself look better... that's not going to reflect positively on you, but if you always have an upbeat and positive attitude, that projects confidence.
And I think the other thing to just keep in mind is that, you know, not everybody's right for everyone. People have different things that they want in their life. Different things are important to different people. There are folks who think I'm a lunatic, Mad Hatter, and other people who think I'm a hero. So... Mm-hmm. You know, it's all perspective,
and that's
all
the kind of thing that's going
to
happen. That that juxtaposition, the split of people and how they perceive you is going to happen more the more confident you are, and the more you know who you really are, and the more you act on who you really are, and the more or the less afraid you are to be who you really are, the more likely people are going to see you and have a very strong opinion about you. If you're just that person who's off in the background somewhere, well, you're a real non-issue to most people, and so those kind of divisions won't happen. They won't have to decide about what they think about you because you're nothing to them.
You're never going to please everyone at the same time. But
you shouldn't try.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You'll go insane trying to do something like that. And
that's part of self-confidence.
Well, and I think about myself. I don't consider myself, some might consider me egotistical or whatever, but I don't consider myself that way. I don't like, you know, looking at pictures of myself. I don't, you know, I don't.
You pointed the studio cam away from the shrine to Ian on the wall.
I don't seek glory. You know, I don't seek recognition or anything like that.
Oh, come on. You like being a big radio star.
No, I don't. No, that's why, you know, my email is not even on the website. Mark's is the first email there. Yeah. Bother him with your
email. Ian, I don't think you come off as egotistical at all.
No,
but
you
do sound confident.
But I'm confident.
Right,
I know exactly what I'm doing, and I'm working my plan, you know. Hey, thanks for the call. I hope that helped. Appreciate it.
Good luck, Barbara.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/pk.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, though, for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And Sam.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. And if you you want to listen online, you can do that there. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors, as well as our webcam and listen lines that actually allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. Stephanie, you asked me for that number earlier tonight, mm-hmm. and it's a great little service. It costs you whatever the long-distance call costs. So if it's free nights and weekends for you, it's a free call. 760-569-7752 to get Free Talk Live around the clock. 760-569-7752. As we continue with your phone calls, Jason is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hello?
Hey, Jason, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I called originally to you addressed my email yesterday about the my cancellation of my AMP subscription.
Ah, yes. We talked about morality the Arizona people, or people that are boycotting Arizona businesses because the government people there have decided to pass a police state law, and I think it's not. I don't think it's fair to boycott a business based on what the criminals that happen to live in the general area decide to do.
Yeah. You're right. You made some very good points, and you know, I whipped that email off pretty quick, and my analogy was very poor. you know, I would agree with you that that in general, if you're running a business that depends on products or services that you're buying, you know, like, you know, a large business, if it's your welfare that depends on purchasing stuff from Arizona, you don't have a whole lot of choice. I guess I was thinking in more of a individual sort of sense because, I mean, tourism, for instance, is the third largest industry in Arizona. And I know the only money I'm going to be giving to Arizona, I have a lot of friends down there, and so it'd be tourism, traveling down there. Or if I were, like, on Amazon and I saw a vendor was in Arizona, is it reasonable for me to change my summer plans to say, hey, I'm not going to go visit my friends in Arizona. I'm going to drive around the state. I'm not going to visit the Grand Canyon this summer.
I missed your statement.
If you're driving around, aren't you going to be buying gas and stuff in the state, and that gives money to the state government and the federal government? And I mean, where do you draw the line? You know.
Well, I wouldn't drive through Arizona.
Okay.
So you would not, let me see if I got you straight here. You're saying that because of what the politicians and some of the people in Arizona support, this new stop and ID law that has been so much news reported on, because of that, you would avoid seeing your friends in Arizona.
Well, I was planning on doing a road trip this summer, but my whole life just changed. But if I were planning a vacation this summer, like a road trip, I would make an active choice to avoid the state.
Even though you have multiple friends down there that you otherwise...
I got friends everywhere.
And are you doing that, Jason, are you doing that because you want to avoid the law or because you don't want to give money to the businesses that are in Arizona? Like, what's your reason for avoiding it?
It's not about avoiding the businesses in particular, but I mean, you're right. You made the great point that, well, if you're not going to give your money to them, if you make the choice to boycott businesses there, then, I mean, given the state that... the condition we're in general in this country, you know, why give your money to anybody? Which I would agree with. If I had the choice, I wouldn't give my money to anybody who, if I had the option, I would only support businesses, you know, that worked in cash and didn't pay taxes.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I've come up against this myself. There was the national service program that it was being batted about and likely will come back up. It's just kind of been, I guess, kept quiet. I don't know where they're at with creating that, but there was some hubbub about it, and some of the big corporations were coming out in favor of, you know, national service. And so we found out that Target was one of those companies, and there's a Target here in Keene, and so, okay, well, let's not shop at Target anymore. So that leaves Walmart. And, well, Walmart is also bad because they do this and this and this with the government, and you can't find a company out there that's not in some way in bed with them.
This is like the Christians who want to, you know, support other people that believe the same way that they do, but how extreme do you want to take this? I mean,
pretty soon you're, like, shearing your own sheep and, like, weaving your shirts out of
I mean, that's an excellent point, and it's just a tricky issue for me. I mean, you countered me very well last night, and I'm still up in the air about it. I mean, I agree with you, but at the same time, it doesn't feel quite right.
I kind of think you have to draw an arbitrary line somewhere. I mean, if you really don't feel comfortable...
I agree. Just don't call me immoral for buying something from...
Well, I didn't call you immoral directly.
No, you didn't call me immoral, but you said that you are coming from a perspective of morality, and I was coming from a perspective of, what was it?
Pragmatism?
Right, something like that. Yeah. So in roundabout terms, you basically suggested that you were more moral than me. How about that?
But I would disagree for that. I think you're probably more moral than me in general.
Oh, you're just being nice now.
I mean, it was probably a poor issue for me to bring up as
all right,
an example.
So what your example was, for our listeners that don't know, since they may not have been tuned in at the time, your example was that, well, you felt that Free Talk Live has been dropping its principles, or that, you know, we're not as principled as Stefan Molyneux, who is this brilliant philosopher who has his own internet show. So what are some of the other examples you might want to give?
It's not so much that you're not as principled. It's just that since I've become more attuned to this, I've become more attuned to the subtleties of the philosophy. And so I guess where it comes up more is when you guys talk about New Hampshire specific, like, you guys constantly come back to the arguments between the political activism and the civil disobedience in New Hampshire, for instance.
Okay.
And when you talk with people from the community there who, you know, arguing either side, all I hear, I noticed, like, you guys both throw all these arguments from effect out and avoid drilling down, back down to the basic principles that underlie everything we all agree
on.
Okay,
can you give me a tangible example of what you're referring to?
Like for instance, this is a long one, but it stuck in my mind, and this is when it started. I started noticing it. Was Dennis? What's his name?
Dennis, the guy who
he's in the legislature there. You've had him on the show a couple times.
Energy Liberty Alliance.
He's not in the legislature, but he is a very busy political activist.
Yes, And you guys were talking about marijuana activism, mm-hmm. and he was talking about the legislation they're trying to push through there and all of that, and how the 420 event you guys hold use the phrase you the activists are co-opting the narrative of
Dennis said that
yeah
mm-hmm.
of this movement as far as
meaning we're setting the tone. The disobedience activists, he believes, are setting the tone and poisoning the well for the political activists.
Right, and you missed a great chance to nail him on like the basic principles that underlie freedom. The foundation of freedom philosophy. And
and what would that have been?
Well, first of all.
How come
you
didn't call
here,
him and
I'm,
say that?
I'm referencing Stefan, so it worked out beautifully, actually. Stefan made an interesting point defining narrative as choice.
Yep.
Which I would agree with. The story you live in your life is defined by the choices you make. So for him to say that you're co-opting his narrative is to say you're trying to control the choices he can make.
Yeah, I had this conversation with Mark, actually, after this happened. We were kind of having this discussion, and one of the things I think that wasn't really addressed by you guys on the air, and you can only do so much, you're doing the show live and thinking on your feet, but really, Dennis seems to believe that there's really only one narrative, and that it's his version of how the things are supposed to unfold here in New Hampshire. And anybody who does something that might cause some difficulties or some extra work for his narrative is doing it wrong.
So how did we respond to that? Because I don't even remember how I responded.
I can't really remember. You kind of fell back to your main talking points, you didn't like drive down into the nitty gritty of it. Which again, I understand it can be kind of a difficult thing to do on a mainstream kind of radio show like this, to try to nail a guest on, you know, his semantics.
So, Jason, you wanted to hear philosophy, or I'm still kind of confused about what you would have preferred.
Well, I would have called him out right there for him to say, like,
but called him out.
I'm pretty sure we did call him out. I just wish that you could remember, because I don't remember how we did.
But I think it's calling Dennis out on advocating limiting people's choices is what he's trying to say.
Well, as Stephanie said, you know, people like you that are, you know, more thoughtful down the line than I might have been on the air, you're certainly welcome to call in and make those points and get those distinctions out when we drop the ball. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you because, you know, like you say, Sam, we're here doing this live and it's not
easy to kind of
see you tomorrow night.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.